we threshed out a few things over the last month, and please God, we move on with you know, looking forward to look a lot of hard work that's ahead of us, Dermot, to put it that way too.
And can we assume, Ollie, that Paul Hegarty will be back on board and the rest of your backroom team as well?
Hopefully, yeah. But as I said, you know, that work both players-wise and management-wise will be dealt with in the next couple of weeks. It'll be dealt with, you know, as soon as today, if you like. But hopefully, yeah, that'll be the case, that Paul and the management team will be back in place.
The window of preparation for the new season, Ollie, is pretty short because once you get Christmas out of the way, you're more or less speaking about maybe a month and a half to the start of the new campaign.
Yeah, I think the first division starts a week later than the Premier Division, which is well into February, the 22nd, 23rd of February, although that I'm not certain of the date. So, yeah, when the new year turns around, we'll be getting started with pre-season very early in January, Dermot. But that'll all take shape in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have that all set in place come the turn of the year.
And we have seen some players already leaving from last year's squad. Ollie, what's the story on the squad front? Have you any players under contract at all for the new season?
No, there's no players under contract from last season. Yeah, we've talked to a number of players that have been there, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to make a few announcements in the next couple of days and weeks. The lads that came up from different parts of the country and indeed abroad have left. The three of them have got Premier Division clubs, so you know, you can stand in their way, and we wish them well with the three Premier Division clubs that they've gone to.
And Harps fans looking ahead to the new season, Ollie, well, you have delivered promotion before for the club, but you know, I'm sure you would suggest that it's not getting any easier to come out of the First Division given the experienced clubs that are in there already.
Yeah, I mean, it's gone from 8 to 10, which we've added to, if you like. Look, there's a lot of very, very decent clubs here. It's a better division than it was when we came out of it. I watched a couple of games during this season in different parts of the country, and the standard has improved. And, you know, you're adding Galway to it. You're adding Drogheda to it. I think to try and predict who'll get out of that division will be a very, very wise man. I just think there's too many tough teams in it. The likes of Cavan Deely have seriously improved and added to their panel. You know, I'm trying to think of a weak team in it, and it's difficult to think of it. You know, I think the teams in it, the likes of Longford and Shelburne, UCD will always play football. They've maybe a head start in it on the basis that they're still in it and didn't get out of it. We're kind of starting again, but look, we'll see. I don't think anyone could predict that division at the moment, Dermot.